My name is Rod, and I like to party.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go.
All right. Dave, you're up.
Hi. My name is Dave, and I like to party.
No, Dave, I just said that I party, so maybe you can do something different for
me. Start again. Okay.
My name is Dave, and I am the stuntman.
You know what? Let's move on. Rico, you're up.
Hello. Oh, I'm Rico, and I like to party.
Yeah. Rico, what did I just say to Dave?
Who?
Dave.
I like to party. I'm Rod.
Yeah. No, you're Kevin.
Right. Kevin. I party.
No, you don't. Okay, nobody parties but me.
Yes.
And we party.
No.
Yeah, just Rod.
Yes.
And me.
No. I'm the only one who parties.
I'm pretty sure I've partied before.
No, Kevin, I know for a fact you don't party, okay?
You do not party.
You're right. Dave's a party guy.
Oh, my God.
Shut up! Love that!
Welcome, everybody, to the Chasing Domenico podcast.
And today we are honoring Hot Rod.
You look pretty.
What did you say?
I said you look shitty. Good night, Denise.
That's how it's done.
Whoa! May your hammer be mighty.
Didn't help, though.
Play the victim and you will be the victim.
It's true.
Fuck you, Frank. All I want is to earn your respect, Frank. How can I do that if you won't fight me?
Oh, well, maybe you should have thought of that before you sucked at being a man.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much. I just want to smash your face in.
Who wants to see me do a big ass stunt?
Terrible stunt, man.
What?
You're a terrible stuntman.
What?
You're a terrible stuntman.
I'm just kidding. I can hear you. It was just really mean.
Fucking mean, you bastard.
Have fun being married to Satan. I need to go to my quiet place.
We all gotta go to quiet place.
Ancestors protect me.
May they protect you.
And they didn't.
No, it didn't.
Cool beans.
Oh.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
This is how you apologize.
Cool beans. This is family. Cool beans. Yes.
Cool.
Is everything okay?
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans, beans. Cool beans.
Cool
beans. Beans,
cool beans.
All right, here we go.
Cool, cool beans. Beans.
I'm gonna lay into
it. All right, come on,
D.
Welcome, everybody, to the Chasing Domenico podcast.
Cool Beans, episode 38, Cool Beans.
And we're honoring Hot Rod. I just want to say that Cool Beans is just like you and your brother.
It is.
I've heard it. I've seen it. I've seen that shit. And it's just like this shit.
This is exactly how my brother and I play.
It's crazy. It's mine. It's crazy.
I know. It's a family dinner.
Yeah, right. Come on, interns. Come on, win. It's getting worse.
Cool beans!
Fuck, man. This goes on at family dinners. Packing the potatoes.
It's true.
It's crazy, man.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much. I just want to smash your face in.
He captures the spirit of the...
What? I'm not kidding. This is exactly what they do. They're sitting at the table. They're looking around. If they shoot each other a certain look, stupid shit is going to go down.
It's true. It's ridiculous. Right, Mike? This is my older brother, too.
I'm going to replay the birthday card just so they know right here.
Another birthday? With the fun.
All right, hold on. Oh, just for my listeners, this was the birthday card from Dee's older brother. It had a little pig saying the shit to her. It's fucking brilliant. It's permanently queued up now.
The listeners really enjoyed this. All right.
Here we go. Right. Here we go.
You got
here,
me.
Another birthday with the funk.
It's a little pig
again?
Saying this.
Just kidding. You know how I do. I just wanted to swing through and wish you a happy one. Listen,
like,
don't
oh no.
go out. Yeah. Get all fucked up. Then come home and throw up on Shaky.
That
motherfucker's
mean enough already.
If you throw up on Lola, that's okay.
Yeah.
She's so fucking ugly. She's cute.
Oh,
you should live it up and have a ball. But don't go punching pigs like your dad and Sam did.
That's so random.
That wasn't right. That fuck was
my uncle.
Oh. Anyway, have some cake.
Man.
Smoke a blunt and mac out.
It's 420
that's
somewhere.
What I would do. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, and stop eating bacon.
Wow.
This is chapter four. Here's some more. We honor Will. Why am I shouting? We honor Will Ferrell in every podcast.
You just realized you're shouting, right?
It was just his birthday. I know. It was just
his birthday.
Shut up. It was just his birthday. It's just 16. Yeah. Help me. Hey! That's supposed to help me.
Just gave you some help, man.
This is chapter 4. Here's some more. Any Will Ferrell character can stop by anytime.
All right, who's stopping by today, D?
Hello. Is this Ruth?
Yeah, I'll be right back. God
damn it!
That was...
That's
next door. It's the Torrance's family.
That's the wrong door. Who's stopping by, D?
Just thought you'd like to see what a skating buddy really looks like.
Michael's in the house.
What you gonna do with all that junk?
All that junk is on my trunk.
I'm gonna get you drunk. Get you drunk off my lady hump.
My lovely lady hump.
Skating to anything with references to lady hump?
You fucking are.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
It gets the people going.
I didn't sleep with Katie. I know. We didn't even get the second base.
Well, maybe I did. Will Ferrell for president. Is rated PG-13
for fuck
and extra fun. You must listen to it at maximum volume because it's a rock and roll podcast, and you must listen to it at least one time with headphones,
really,
especially
loud.
If it's 420.
Jason Domenico is the Rocky Horror of podcast
with group participation.
Boom!
Hey! If you're a new listener, don't worry. I know there's a lot of inside jokes going on, but it's not rocket science.
No,
you will pick up
fun.
Very quickly. All you need is a good sense of humor. And if you like the paranormal, then this is the place for you.
You like stunts?
Yes.
What about terminally ill Stefan?
Not so much.
If you answered yes to one or both of those questions, you couldn't have picked a better day to stumble upon KNER
Radio. You could have picked a better day to stumble on a Chasing the Minico podcast. Shit, there's the conception train. It's time to pull you into my dream.
Let's
get
go,
ready,
go.
Blast off planet Tomac Transport. I told you I was going to put this in the podcast all month.
Yeah,
encore. Been playing Bill Murray, Meatballs.
All through the office,
this
man.
Dance scene, oh my God. Just give it to the team.
I've got the chance, I'm taking it.
Oh, come on. See me, I'm doing the Bill Murray dance. You can change a record, but don't you change. Rush, darling, come back to me.
Here it is again.
Put up in doors. I've got the chance, I'm taking it.
Come on.
To church, and this is in my head making it. Now, if Cesare Borgia was there, I'd be like, can you want to hear my confession?
Yeah,
let's go in
here.
The confessional, and then we'd be making it. I've got the chance, I'm fucking him. Yes, right. Hashtag save the Borgias, damn it. Welcome to Planet Tomac.
Yes. Intro,
this is a mythological, magical planet, and why?
With meatballs music.
Why do I need to do this with everybody?
Why,
the
D?
Whole Inception why? Train pulling you into my dream
yes.
so I can get you out of your heads and yes. into your hearts. And the best way to do that is to play. Hey, everybody in this room has an alter ego. Why? Why not?
You don't drive with your eyes, you drive with your heart.
I bet it could drive itself.
I bet it could, man.
Tomac is Camelot backwards, where everything is possible. You can be your alter ego like Dungeons and Dragons.
You can even have magical powers like Harry Potter and
Twilight.
Breaks and veins.
I am Queen D. Morpheus,
always the good
siren. I'm going to unplug you from the Matrix and stop making decisions out of fear. We
Come
are
on,
trapped
D.
in our heads
yes.
of fear, and I'm a fucking siren. So when I sing, you do what I say. Shit. You are...
I'm WT Wizard, the shapeshifter, and I'm on my hoverboard.
That's a nice hoverboard there.
Thank you very much. It's just for me.
Demigods, you're here.
Yes.
That's Jack Fairy, our tour guide. He's the Kang Fairy around
here.
He takes us from one topic to the next.
Yes.
Vernonites, bronies, trekkers, and legend trippers are all welcomed here.
The collection of people is awesome.
We speak three languages.
Right.
English, Jupiterian, which is my truth,
speak
evolution,
it.
Revolution,
right on.
And Klingon.
Noop-jock.
That was terrible, just for the word, huh?
What?
That's a better way to say it.
My two senior geriatric dogs, Lowell and Shakespeare, are here on Planet Tolmec. They get magical powers, too. My 12-year-old pug, Lola, turns into the zombie pug fairy. Go, Lola.
Hi, baby.
Don't worry, though. She only eats chicken.
She's a kind, kind
my
pug.
My grumpy 14-year-old, 25-pound fat Shih Tzu Shakespeare's adorable face.
Still doing it, man.
Don't pet him because he'll fuck you up. He gets a voice here, and he likes to talk to us. What do you want to say today, puppy?
Take it, don't fake it, don't break it, don't shake it, don't make it. Milk!
Milk!
That's so stupid.
I don't shake, don't break, milk. Give that motherfucker some milk. Who's Jack Ferry? That's why we have him. He says it's time to get to the next topic.
Kind of grumpy today, dude. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Just having those dreams again. You know how it's just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards.
The
only way to beat them is to punch them as hard as I can in their faces. Then I'm done. All their little wizard wives came out. Wanted me just to have sex with them. Which is kind of weird.
Which is kind of weird.
A little off.
That's a good dream.
That's from our theme today.
Hot rod.
Yeah. Yes. Here it comes. Hashtag GA do the house. Again, hashtag GA do the house. That is for Ghost Adventures to lock down at the Amityville Horror House in New York, Long Island.
For like a month.
All right, now we're saying it has to be a live interactive lockdown so we can talk to you.
Yes.
I was saying like 2 or 3 hours, but here's the deal. I think they need a day or two.
At least.
The spirit of their old Halloween specials.
Right.
And like Most Haunted, those were like the first ones I was watching. Most Haunted at like Halloween time, they did like 2 days.
Right.
Because I really seriously doubt that the demons at Amityville are going to perform. In fact,
I'm going to
predict that they won't perform for us. That's why they need like 2 days there.
Just to wait them out.
Because there's no way they're going to get nothing. You know, can you imagine walking in with a spirit box or an ovulus? Like no one's gone into that house with a fucking ovulus before.
No,
it is going to be epic.
Just being on the street is bad.
We want to see that, and we want our boys to be careful. And we would like some of the pre-lockdown to be at Lorraine Warren's Occult Museum.
Absolutely.
Talk to her about her experience there.
Right.
And please bring the ovulus
the
on the table.
Yeah.
So when you talk to her, we
it
can find
out.
Oh my God, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So we GAC family would love to see this.
Yes.
Let's move on to Shattered Hopes, the true story of the Amityville murders. Part 3.
3.1.
Uno, dos, tres. Part 3 came out on July 25th. I think it's very hard to jump into it if you haven't seen part 1 and 2.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Do that first.
And you were able to get early access to view 3.1.
I got the VIP email.
VIP invite.
I could watch it before the 25th, and I was ecstatic.
And we went to Vimeo, and it was streaming it, and you're like, holy shit. This is interviewing Butch DeFeo in
person.
Let's
just call him Butch, okay?
Yeah, Butch.
Ronnie DeFeo Jr., everybody.
Is Butch.
His nickname was Butch because Senior Ronnie. So don't like jump in this and go like, oh, that stupid bitch called him Butch. It's Butch.
No need for that, man.
I can't believe how many of Kazenbach's theories were correct. I mean, spoiler alert. I mean, we're going to talk about shit.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
There's just so much information.
Just starting with two people. When he spoke to Butch at the jail, he's like, yeah, me and Don, we're going upstairs. We're going to shoot our parents.
Me and Thong?
Don.
That's what it said.
We and Don, we're going to go upstairs and shoot our parents.
I don't know about you, but before Kazenbach, I never heard a theory that there's might have been another shooter or somebody else in the house.
Just
Satan.
That's
why, just Satan. That's why you have to see this, everybody, because I promise you, it's a documentary on Amityville that you haven't seen.
No.
It's a lot of reenactments, kind of like if you're watching Paranormal Witness.
One thing that people, when they start to watch this documentary, the first thing that they're going to come up with is, how do you believe in two sides of the story? Because you got Kazenbach's version, and then you have the historic
paranormal
urban legend version.
I'm wondering, maybe we should ask him a question for the podcast, right?
Right.
If we do, he seems a little intimidating. I mean, he's been nothing but nice to me.
He calls you dumb. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah. Does he believe in the paranormal, or was it just Ed and Lorraine Warren? But
no.
I don't want to assume that.
Right.
No one else ever introduced the idea that there was a second shooter. that night. It was all about a dude that hurt demons and got up and slaughtered his whole family. Now, you were asking, how can I believe in Katzenbach's theories and also believe in the basic paranormal side to Amityville? And I believe in both. I can see the two layers happening. Because I feel like what Katzenbach, Shakespeare, he's all wrapped up in my headset.
That's a good one, Shakespeare.
The real story, like, of the human beings that are there.
Yeah.
And then the paranormal side that is sprung from all the evil and killing that happened.
Right.
Now, do I think that Ronnie, I'm going to call him Butch.
The Butch.
Well, you know, was like, hey, I heard demons. I'm going to go shoot everybody. No. I think he might have heard demons because he was doing drugs
and drinking
with his sister Dawn, who was with him, who helped shoot everybody.
Right.
According to part three, it was her fucking idea. She's like, let's kill, because the father, Ronnie DeFeo, was very volatile. It was a very physically abusive family.
The word from Ronnie DeFeo was that, I'm going to fucking kill you guys. She's just like, we got to get him first.
Right.
We got to kill him before he kills you guys.
It was crazy to watch Katzenbach interview Butch DeFeo in prison, hearing it from the horse's mouth.
The killer speaks.
And he said that they knew, the Lutzes knew them. Okay, so.
Yeah, right.
Right. Katzenbach is all over the Lutzes saying they didn't go and buy their dream house and it was like this, oh my God, and they got this story. I believe him. I'm open to that. I think that is possible. They were already into the paranormal.
They were very interested in getting that house at that time with that environment going on because they had some ulterior motives besides just wanting to be in a house that could possibly be possessed.
Right, so that part of the story of Amityville is bullshit.
Right.
The bottom line is people were slaughtered and killed in that house.
Sure, that energy is there for fucking sure.
But to actually hear from Butch DeFeo what happened that night...
That was so surreal, man.
You're like, holy shit, that's really him.
I can't believe it.
And then they stopped it, because this is 3.1, because there's going to be a 3.2. They stop when Butch is like, okay, so Don and I are going up the stairs to kill this motherfucker.
They go in the bedroom. He's saying that there are candles lit. And he set a whole environment that you never hear about.
Unless you were there.
Right.
Yeah, and then they were sleeping. They're standing in the doorway. And Don's like, hey, man, having a conversation with them. And Butch DeFeo's like, shit, you're talking to me like these guys can't hear us. They're not dead yet. You know what I mean? Or they only planned on killing the father.
So the murders took place there.
The beauty of documentaries is that you can take all the information and come up with your own opinion.
Right.
This is a very controversial documentary. A lot of people are going to have a lot to say about it.
I
feel there's room for everybody's opinion because nobody is going to know the exact story except Jesus Christ, okay? Nobody knows the exact story. Exactly.
Yeah,
but Jesus was not in that house.
No, he was nowhere.
The night that the Warrens did the infamous seance at Amityville after the Lutzes ran away.
Marvin Scott was there and he was there with a crew. He was there with a camera crew and a sound guy.
And he's totally not a believer, and you can see that, but it was interesting to hear him say, oh, there was a little breeze by my ear, but it was a cool evening. And like paranormal people are like, hey, that little thing meant something.
Right.
Zach would have fucking turned on the spirit box and shit would have went down.
Like, hi, Zach.
And what about his camera guy? This is important. His camera guy was like a hardcore guy who was like a veteran who was in the trenches taking war footage, right? Who could do all of that. But that night he had heart palpitations.
Right. Just walking up the stairs, he got strong heart palpitations. And again, Marvin Scott's like, it just happened.
He just had a little bit of exactly.
Like,
so somebody like that is never going to believe. But then he also pointed out discrepancies in the book about him. So you know what I mean? There's like truths and not truths. That's why everybody's going to have an opinion.
That's why it's
but
an urban
one
legend.
One thing, listen, but now the paranormal people, let's get back. It is the land. The land keeps attracting dark, negative families.
Right.
The Lutzes, the DeFeos.
Regardless of their intentions, they're dark families.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of Indian massacre all around that area.
We talked about this a long time ago, but let's get back to the land. Go!
As far back as 1644 was when a lot of the massacres happened. There were English settlers, Dutch settlers, and Indians were right between their two colonies. And just over time, they would buy out the Indians. If they didn't move, then they would start to kill them. Of course, one of the common practices is they pit two different tribes against each other and make them fight.
And hope that they kill it. Like in, what is it, Ace Ventura, Nature Calls?
Chicaga!
What?
So the Dutch settlers hired a guy named John Underhill. This is the big massacre story. There's a lot of little ones, but this is the big one that everybody knows about. Underhill was known as an Indian killer. They hired him, and he came in, and he killed 120 Indians in one day.
All right, now how far was that from the house? This is important, people.
This was a mile and a half from the house.
Okay, and what's surrounding that area?
Water.
Water.
And there's even part of that urban legend where the massacre took place,
yeah.
Eventually over time, as things modernized, a road was built over that site.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the workers there made a note that when they started digging up the ground, that ground was a red tinge all the way through. And so it's like an urban legend that that's where the Indian blood continues to run.
Right.
Who, what?
One other little side note is that even though John Underhill killed all those Indians, yeah. He is now immortalized.
Who, what, when, where, why?
Crazy.
What?
In North Collins, New York, my family, there's a lot of Indians there. Some people never even met one. I was around them every summer.
You have an understanding.
I do.
The monument to John Underhill is about one town over. So about 4 or 5 miles away. And it is a monument that pictures him reading a book to the nice little Indians on the ground. He is educating them and helping them. He massacred them.
Right.
And the inscription on the book, which is ridiculous, is love one another.
All right. So this is what's going
crazy,
on in
man.
The area.
Yeah.
So let me just tell you something,
hiding
everybody. It's not just that house. It's
right.
That
area.
Town. It's the neighborhood.
When we went there,
yeah.
Okay. We both sensed.
And if you're a podcast
town,
listener,
right.
You know that I've been there throughout my life
right.
Many, many, many times.
I should say when I went there with you. Wherever we went throughout the town, there was just a sense of bad air,
right.
Just bad energy all around there.
112 Ocean Avenue.
That just turned out to be a focal point for that area, but it could be anywhere around there.
Let's give some information
all right.
Where you can find this movie.
At AmityvilleFilm.com on
yeah.
Twitter at AmityvilleFilm.
Yeah.
And you can buy part one, part two, and
part
now 3.1.
This is a Chasing Domenico documentary recommendation.
Yeah. Funky Fresh.
It's funky fresh. Six thumbs up.
Shattered Hopes, the true story of the Amityville murders.
Bang, bang.
Richardson, out of the pool. Let's go.
No can do, Dave.
Come on, Richardson. You're being a tool, man.
No, man.
There's no tool in this pool.
I'd have to get out if you love.
Let me join your crew.
That's from our theme today, Hot Rod.
There's Jack Ferry, our tour guide on Planet Tolmac
yeah, yeah,
here.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
time
yeah.
For the next destination. Where are we going, Jack Ferry?
These are our ghost adventures. There are things in this world that we will never fully understand.
Understand! I'm laying into it.
All right, Dee, where are we going this time?
Season 9 finale, The Old County in Wicked Day.
You believe that you have a spirit attachment from this place?
Absolutely, yeah.
I think so.
And he said, help me.
Next thing I know, I got called out.
He said, hey, Misty.
Simone!
You just see the outer, like, shell.
Hurry up, go in.
I can't see.
This was a great finale, man.
In 1889, this massive penitentiary was the fourth and largest jail in Licking County, Ohio.
He said Licking.
With four floors of cell blocks, this lockup housed Newark's toughest criminals, both men and women. And it's the ghosts of these prisoners who are terrifying a local paranormal group.
That's one fucked up place, yo.
Yeah, it's a nasty-ass jail.
All right, so Eric Glosser.
He runs the United Paranormal Project, and they've done several investigations in there, and they got
To be a cop, right?
He used to be a cop.
That's interesting. Cop to paranormal investigator.
And he was a cop in that town, so he's been around that jail. He's been involved with
it. Is
it
that common? You think a cop who's, like, based on this and then paranormal? But I think that would make the best paranormal, because you've got, like, the mind of a cop.
Right. Very methodical.
How many times did I say cop?
So they have several pieces of evidence. They have a lot of good EVPs and attachments, and there's all kinds of shit going on.
Have you ever experienced anything dark?
Oh, yeah. There's been verbal language telling people to get the F out. Had people scratched on the back of the neck.
That's interesting. What's all that noise?
He hears noise on the second floor.
It's as soon as they're in there. It's, hey, what's that noise?
Let's go.
In 1910, Carl Etherington was part of a moral crusade to rid Newark of corruption and its social dependency on alcohol. During a saloon raid, he was badly beaten by a former police captain. In self-defense, Etherington killed him and quickly became public enemy number one. He was arrested and brought to the Licking County Jail. Outside,
terrible.
An angry mob wanted retribution for the killing. They stormed the jail. The mob rushed his cell and beat him to death, but that wasn't enough. His lifeless body was then lynched high above the town square, and justice was served the Newark way.
Fuck, man. So they're up in the actual cell, in Carl's cell, where Eric had gotten some really clear EVPs.
Could you tell me what your name is? And then we had asked, what do you want? And he said, help me.
All right, come on, man. Those EVPs are crazy clear. First one, I'm Carl. Clear. The next one, help me. And the energy was really strong in the cell. So Zach started an EVP session, but then the energy left the cell. And that's when the battery started to drain. Nick's camera battery
out. and this became a theme of the whole investigation.
Right. Nick's camera is dead.
They go to another prisoner story about Mae Varner.
The jail matron took her to the fourth floor, back in her cell block. 45 minutes later, she comes back. This lady is totally engulfed in flames. She had the matches and set her garments on fire.
Come on.
She killed herself.
There are easier ways to go than setting yourself on fire.
Eric shares with us disturbing evidence of a recent apparition, which is currently tormenting a female investigator on his team.
Davey. Through the SB7, he said, I'm Davey. Captured a picture of him in a corner. Oh. It's scary as hell.
It is. Look at your hair.
Called out her name. My arm. Hey, Misty. And they've asked him before, why do you talk about Misty so much? And I said that he loves her.
And what? Do you believe he's attached to her?
He must be. She's had some crazy things happen at home. Shadow person walking through her living room.
Come on.
We got to talk to her, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how scary was that picture of the shadow?
That was frightening.
12.
It was solid.
It was stocky, too. I'm here.
It looked angry.
It did look angry.
Very angry. So now they're going to call Misty, like, good fucking GAC crew guys.
That's right.
They'd step in.
Could you imagine getting this call?
Hello?
This is Misty.
Hello?
Is this Ruth?
Yeah, I'll be right down.
God damn it!
Couldn't help it. Had to do it.
Is this Misty?
Yes.
Misty, this is Zach and Nick from Ghost Adventures.
Hi, Misty.
Hi.
Misty, do you have a spirit attachment?
I do believe so, from the jail, yes.
Can you come down here and talk to us?
Absolutely.
Right on,
this
man.
Be me. You're like, Dee, can you come down here and talk to us?
They go back inside and meet up with Carla Christie, another investigator.
And her little dog, Shaq. He's like, hi, Shaq, I'm Zach.
And then they show Zach a full-bodied apparition that they had captured at the jail.
This full-bodied apparition captured by Eric's team is one of the more powerful pieces of third-party evidence we've ever witnessed. And a manifestation of this caliber proves there is a great deal of energy here.
And the dog Shaq was shaking when they got that footage.
Shaq was shaking.
Dogs are millimeters themselves.
As Zach talks to Christy about
right,
her
Shakespeare?
Attachment.
Why was Eric telling me that he thinks that the spirit is in love with you?
Another investigator caught an EVP and it said, do you like when Misty's here? And it said, we love her.
After that, did you have an experience here that prompted the attachment?
Absolutely.
That's not an EVP you want to get.
No.
And who's we, by the way? Legion. We are many. Shit. That's what that is.
So this EVP we're going to play, Misty got touched while they were hearing this, and this came through the spirit box, which seems to be the favored method of communication.
And the next thing I know, I got called out over the SB7. It said, hey, Misty.
Hey, Misty.
Get the fuck.
And I do believe it was David that called me out.
Get out of here!
I mean, that's like he's standing right behind her, man.
God.
It's so clear and creepy as shit.
What does it look like?
It's a dark figure, about 5'7".
Has it harmed you at home?
It hasn't done anything to me, but I'm concerned for my little sister. It has touched her on her lower back.
Your dad, your sister, and you have all experienced the spirit or spirits. Is there any possibility of calling Dad and seeing if we can visit you at your house?
Oh, gangster!
I'm the imagine them going, hey, we're gonna come help you at your house.
Fucking A, man! He's 5'7", he has a name tag that says Davey.
We're coming to get his ass.
What?
Is that a good or a bad thing that they need to come to your house?
That's an awesome thing.
Oh, okay.
So honestly, this girl, what do you think we should do to try and help her in this situation?
This thing is attached to her. It has some sort of connection. If we get aggressive with it, I think it's gonna lash out at us.
A lot of the evidence that led to this attachment was making contact with the SB7 spirit box. So I think we should use the spirit box and try and intercept this relationship from going on anymore.
Go, GAC, go!
It's very smart, though, using the same device in all the places, because they see that that's the favorite one that this guy likes to talk to, the Davey character.
Because they're the best.
When is the last time you guys had an unexplained experience in the house?
What was it, about a week and a half ago? Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was folding laundry in my room, and I felt like something was watching me, and about 30 seconds later, it felt like something touched me, like in the lower part of my back. It's not only affecting me, but it's affecting my sister a lot.
I still can't believe they're there, but I'm glad they're there.
We are getting ready to start our investigation. We have two X cameras going right now, one shooting down the hallway where your dad saw twice, believed to be this spirit. And then we also have another camera shooting into her bedroom and her sister's bedroom. And we have two REM pods, one set up in your room and one on the center of the room. What we're going to use here is a spirit box, a brand new one called the SB11.
Wow!
Basically, it's two spirit boxes in one that scan at the same time.
Oh my God, Bill Chappell! It has to be Bill Chappell!
Oh, it's from Digital Dowsing. Two ghost detectors in one. Seeing that attachment, Davey the attachment, travel from the jail to her house and then start affecting her family. That you said that reminded you a lot of Letchworth and Bobby Mackey.
Well, the aftershocks were at Letchworth, where Zach was saying, hey, you go there, and then they jump on your back, and they go home with you, and then you go back, and you pick up another demon, like a subway system, exactly, and that's like Mackey's. Everybody pays to go there and have a paranormal experience investigation. A demon jumps on your back, and then you go home with them, and then you go back, and you pick up another one, like the express train.
That was a crazy explanation.
The only response they got, again, was, hey, Misty.
Right.
But it was a woman's voice.
We slow down the original Hey Misty.
Whoa, listen.
So you at home can better hear this voice.
Hey Misty.
Misty is extremely disturbed because the only voice we hear coming from the device says, Hey Misty. The same phrase said to her at the jail, but in a male voice, which led to her attachment.
They put Misty in her bedroom with the REM pod.
You want to show yourself? Look it. Oh, there it goes again.
You need to leave my family and I will.
It's going, that's going off every time she says that, Nick. See if it'll speak.
Can you speak? Can you say something to us?
Oh, whoa.
It's there.
That's going off too. Big time. That's all five lights.
Oh, I got chills.
Me too. I can too. That was.
I heard you. All the way on my neck.
Me too.
I mean, that's just a chaotic swirl of activity.
That
in
shit
the
went
room.
Off like a Christmas tree.
I was like, beep, 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 beep.
Now Zach tells the spirit, get the fuck out.
You are not to be in this house any longer or to mess with Melissa or Misty or her father anymore.
Right on.
Do you understand what we're saying? Leave. Go back to the Licking County Jail.
This is crazy. Yeah. Misty touches her head. And they capture an anomaly, go right into her head at the same time.
It's brilliant.
For skeptics out there, watch something like this.
She has no idea why she's touching her head, but then you look back in the footage, like, bam, straight into her fucking head.
So when they go back to the old Licking Jail, I still can't say that without laughing, Licking Jail.
You said butt.
He said butt.
When they get back to the jail, they start to show the family the footage, the evidence that they got.
Misty's face, man, when she sees the anomaly.
We definitely think there's something in your house, a spirit, an entity that has an attachment to you, Misty. Whatever this was spoke, it said your name, and none of us were expecting that.
I wasn't even expecting it, and I already knew it was there.
Me too!
If you could be here with us right now.
I wish.
Not watching us on a TV, but be here with us. Huh. It's cold.
Dressed
it's
like
dark,
a prowler.
And it's exciting as hell.
A sexy
like
prowler.
A medieval castle over in Europe, it's got all the ingredients to a very dark place.
Here we go.
Suicides, like, murder,
two,
dark
three,
energy,
eight,
spirits,
four.
Attachments.
A regular carnival. I'd like to be there with you guys.
Here comes Steve.
let the lockdown begin.
All right, now we are going to start our investigation. I'm going to lead off with a thermal imaging camera with a regular night vision camera mounted on top. So they're seeing the same camera frame. I'm going to just lead out and let's just observe. Remember that apparition that was captured by Eric? Let's try and find that spirit.
That's a perfect place to have a Halloween haunted house.
You met the Olicking County Jail haunted house.
I'd go.
That'd be awesome.
I'd go.
Now they bust out the thermal cam. Isn't that like Three Drinks and Ghost Adventures game?
Yeah.
Three drinks.
Playing the Ghost Adventures drinking game. Yeah. Find it on Wiki Drinky. Drinky Wiki. Which is it?
Wiki Drinky Wiki.
What?
What?
They go up on the fourth floor and they're investigating around and they realize that there is a contaminated structural defect up there.
There's an open window with cardboard.
In front of it. That's bouncing back and forth and making noise. So they just rule out that floor. It's
debunked.
Contaminated. They're out.
Voltron?
That's me.
Why'd you call yourself Voltron?
I don't know, man, because it's super badass.
It is.
Kira.
Cool. What's your name?
Matt.
Matt. You are cool. Don't be like
Frank.
Little writer.
Rock. There you go. All right, thanks, guys.
Don't let your daddy pie. Fuck you, Frank.
Fuck you, Frank.
Fuck you, Frank.
That's from our theme today.
Hot Rod. Fuck you, Frank.
With Nick and Aaron hanging back at Nerve Center, I decide to head down into the basement, which is also known as the dungeon, all by myself.
Big metallic slam. Let's hear it. Bang.
What the fuck was that? All of a sudden, I'm standing here not really wanting to go down these stairs.
All of a sudden, I don't want you to go down those stairs.
It's so ominous. Zach having trouble.
I know, it's bad.
He's going around the basement, and he keeps trying to leave the basement. He keeps coming back, leaving, coming back.
He says, I don't feel right.
I keep getting angry at myself because I've been in hundreds, if not thousands, of dark, scary locations all by myself. But there's a presence down here that seems very strong and very aggressive, even though you can't see or hear it. Yet.
Are you mad because we broke the relationship between you and Misty?
I begin calling out the spirit that attached itself to Misty and followed her home to her family.
Oh my God.
Powerful enough to follow her home.
Yeah. Balls of steel, man. Creepy EVP coming up.
I heard a voice.
All of the guys back at Nerve Center react to also hearing this strange voice come through their transmitters. After further analysis, we believe it is saying, Kingdom. Come, which comes from the Christian Lord's Prayer,
sure,
meaning the next world or the end of time.
Let's hear that. Kingdom, come. Come on! Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. 12 years of Catholic school. That's the Lord's Prayer.
Did you not tell them that they were the Lord's chiefs?
I was trying gold!
So Nick takes over now.
Did you not tell them that they were the Lord's chiefs?
Did you not tell them that they were the Lord's chiefs?
Nacho Libre.
I was trying gold!
So Nick takes the spirit box and goes out and scans the whole jail. Gets nothing for like 40 minutes.
Yeah. I feel like there's pressure on my chest.
I know that feeling.
Can you make another noise?
That's just a call.
Wait, I want to hear that sound again. Come on,
it's like, loud. Some shit's going on up here. Come on up, Nick. Come on up.
And then the camera goes
Nick
out.
Nick is hearing noises come from the matron's quarters, where we just lost signal on our X camera. So he immediately goes up there to see if it's just a malfunction or a spirit that's manipulating the camera in order to guide us to certain areas.
Yes.
The look on his face, yes. the what-the-fuck-is-going-on look on his face.
A complete drain for no reason other than spiritual.
You know, when he's in the dark now and he's having experiences like this, yeah. I always think about the Omen House.
Okay.
And the way he was there.
Yeah, right.
Guys, the battery completely died.
There's no explanation for that. All four cameras had the same amount of batteries.
All right, so Nick changes the battery.
I feel uneasy up here, man. There's something up here. I can feel
this negative presence right here. I just have the chills going through my body.
They're all sensitives.
And the new battery dies.
And it's crazy as you see, as he's walking away, you see it die on him with his back to it. It's like,
yeah, you
okay,
see a girl saying, fuck you, sucking all the energy.
12 seconds after Nick replaces the drained battery with a new one, the camera dies again, making this the fastest we have ever experienced a fully charged camera battery draining after the previous battery has also drained unexplainably.
Awesome.
It seems something is up here, gathering all of the power it can from this energy source. And right now, we have no visual surveillance of Nick, just audio from Jay's boom mic.
He's on his own. Man. Bill Chappell needs to make a Ghost Adventure strength battery.
Right.
That's crazy.
Nick receives his very first voice through the spirit box. Now remember, earlier he walked the entire building and received no voices. It's not until he is led up here to the matron's quarters by this camera unexplainably losing all of its battery power twice that he captures a male voice right after he asks about Misty.
Do you know who Misty is?
They don't know what it says.
Right.
I think it says testing.
Me
that
too.
Could
Me
mean
too.
Two things. It could mean, one, I'm testing them.
Right.
You know, like, hey, I'm testing you.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Testing 1, 2, 3 is the shit on.
I'm about to say some crazy
Stop
stuff.
Stop it up here.
Oh!
Who's that?
Exactly!
Hey, Nick,
run.
Are you okay?
Run, Nick,
Damn, where are you at?
Damn right!
Dude, there's something up there. Did you hear that voice come through?
Testing.
I'd run
Nick,
too.
Testing, run, Nick.
Sounds
run.
Like me running. Hey, this Ghost Adventures. Want to come over here, Misty?
So he goes up to the matrix quarters and puts the third battery in the same camera.
Come on, Bill Chappell. Ghost Adventure strength battery.
Then Zach and Aaron, they
Pitch
head out.
Pitch it to Duracell.
Zach and Aaron now head out for a thermal cam sweep.
Yeah.
Again, 3 more drinks if
right.
you're following along.
Nervous
for you.
Watch very closely right here as an unexplained heat signature manifests onto these steel bars
yeah.
in part of the concrete wall.
That
as if
odd.
Something is yeah. leaning against it. We cannot debunk this anomaly. Could this be the spirit of the woman who burned to death
totally.
And whose spirit
yeah.
still retains the heat that killed her?
That makes complete and total
yeah.
sense.
It looked like a handprint with a little bit of an arm on it. It was
chilling.
It
and
was
then
brilliant.
And then they get up and leave, and then it's gone.
Right, just
For the final
away.
Leg of our investigation at the Old Licking County Jail, we head down to investigate the basement, but it isn't long before the matron's quarters demands our attention once again.
It's like, knock, 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 knock. Another battery
Woo!
Dead.
Billy and Jay hear some banging going on the matron's quarters.
And sure enough, what happens
floor,
next?
And then the camera dies again.
3 in a row.
Uno, dos, tres, you're out.
Our ex-camera in the matron's quarters dies for a third time,
Man.
Draining a third fully charged battery. Now, what makes this very interesting is that seconds before this happens, Jay hears a bunch of banging noises up there through his live boom mic.
That's a lot of noise.
They're running up to gather the energy from the
that
battery.
Was testing.
testing. I'm taking the battery again.
So that's unbelievable.
All three of them now just haul ass up the matron's.
Do you know who Misty is? You have to stay here. You can't follow her home.
Yeah, good man. That's why I did the best.
Now, they all regroup at Nerve Center to show Eric the evidence that they got.
Okay, right now, we're just getting ready to conclude our lockdown. And, Eric, before we leave, we do have a piece of evidence that's queued up that we'd like you to listen to.
What they start off with is the bangs that happened up on the matron's quarters
right before the battery died for the third time.
Bang, banging.
Right. Yeah, and the deep voice that they captured when the banging was going
what
on.
What does it sound like?
David!
I think it's David.
You think it's David?
Totally.
Yeah.
The entity that you've named.
Yes.
That hangs out up on the matron.
Got the
photograph.
That sounds very similar to what we've captured before
right.
with his voice.
Right.
It does.
Yes.
Because it's David. It's the David
wow.
that was kicked out of Misty's
yeah,
house.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
lockdown was so good.
It's
the battery
good
died 3 times. That's never happened to them. 12 seconds it took one time.
Right.
I think that's some kind of record. I'm telling you, Duracell and Bill Chappell get together.
Right
talk
on.
About sponsor.
That's a million
Every paranormal.
Idea.
That's all I have, baby.
I only have good ideas.
All right, Zach, take us out.
In many ways, a jail
is worse than a prison. You're awaiting trial, and you don't know your fate. It's driven some at the Old Licking County Jail in Newark, Ohio, to suicide, and all the other countless deaths that left their mark on this building. It's no wonder why this place is so haunted.
DAC! What the fuck was that? DAC!
End of a great season. Awesome lockdown. Thanks for choosing the D.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
Great as usual.
If we went to a Halloween party dressed as Batman and Robin, I'd go with Robin. That's how much you mean to me.
That's how much.
Stupid that I said that. You know what? No.
No.
I'm not. I don't think that's stupid. I'm glad that I said
I'm glad
that.
I said it because I love you so much.
Don't close my eyes. Don't fall asleep. Because I miss you, Jimmy. And I don't want to miss you.
Yes. Why did Chaz Michael stop by?
Why? Me? Because this is chapter 4. Here's some more, and any Will Ferrell character can stop by anytime. That was Chaz Michael's and Blades of Glory.
Hey, Rob, thanks a lot.
Hey, buddy, how's it going? Again?
Hey, Rob, thanks a lot.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
With a piece of metal in his eye.
That's a visual. Yeah. That's a visual. It's hard to get it across the podcast, but he kind of gets in the car. He's got this horrible, like, metal thing coming out of his head. He's taking him to the hospital. He turns around, and it's this.
Hey, Rob, thanks a lot.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
That's from our team today. Hot ride, man.
This is Ghost Adventures.
Aftershocks! Aftershocks is going to be a short discussion from now on. Let's get into it.
All right.
The Palmer House Hotel.
The Palmer House Hotel, owned by Kelly Freeze, located in Sauk Center, Minnesota, was one of the most emotionally traumatic investigations that we've ever been a part of. It was built in 1901 on the site of the Sauk Center House, which mysteriously burned to the ground in 1900. During our conversation, Kelly reveals an astounding secret she has concealed for years that may change the course of history.
Right. We honored this lockdown in podcast 36, where we honored Napoleon Dynamite.
Right on. It was a great lockdown to go back to. There's a lot of meat to that investigation.
And Dave from Darkness Radio is on it, too. That makes it extra especially super-duper fabulously good. All right, Kelly Freese, the owner. Totally addicted.
Yeah.
We understand what addiction is like.
We've seen it in a lot of different locations with different caretakers are addicted to the place. Right.
And she can't take like even a day off. Like she took one day off.
Right.
And that was a big deal.
And the great question Zach comes back with is like, well, are you a workaholic? She's like, no.
No,
so obviously it's
I'm just addicted.
Right. She just has to be there because she feels, as she says, she feels beholden. She feels responsible for them.
No, her wording was she feels a responsibility to them.
Them.
That's what she said. I feel a responsibility to them.
Woo.
Again.
She takes it so deeply and so personally. And
just like Villisca Axe Murder House.
Yeah.
Same thing. That's the demon M.O. They need something. They need help. Please help me. We need your help. Bullshit! The unholy lie!
That's bullshit!
Bullshit, Jackie Moon! I find it interesting that Chris, was her name Chris?
Yeah,
the
Chris
medium?
Chris Schneider.
The psychic medium.
Yes.
Now, Zach asked her if she thinks that these are demons, and she said no.
Right.
But if you want to see them that way, well, make me understand that,
right.
WT. What does that mean? If you want to see them that way, then that's how they'll present themselves?
I took it to mean that...
He who walked with man?
I took it to mean that they weren't as evil and horrible as demons, but they weren't just spirits. They were a little more together, a little more knowledgeable, a little more active.
All right, listen, man. If you want to get biblical...
get technical.
Is this a human spirit?
No.
Is it a demon?
I don't think so. I do know of that one, and he is called He Who Walked With Man.
I know of that one? Did you hear that?
No,
I know of that one.
That.
Yeah,
I mean, there's obviously, is there more there? Or she just named that one, and the other one's a little too vague to look at.
I don't know. That's the beauty of Aftershocks.
It's such a good segment, man.
How could it not be human, but not be a demon?
Because it's
or is
just,
it just canine?
It's just a little fucked up.
But if it's canine, it's he who walked with man.
Fuck,
we're getting
man.
Biblical. Demons are not far behind.
No.
It was interesting to watch them go back to the EVPs that they got there.
Yeah.
I loved that. I'm following her, and they're coming to get you.
Watching her reaction. To see, I mean, even though she was there, but to see it again.
I know.
It was
so funny, though, like in the lockdown. He's like, normally, I'm happy or excited to show somebody an EVP.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both very creepy.
This one, not so much.
This one, not so much.
What do you think is affecting Kelly?
Kelly is the guardian.
That's what I said.
She is.
Yeah.
She's the guardian of the Palmer. She's the guardian of all the spirits that are there.
It's a hell of a job.
You know, watching that reminded me a lot of you, Dee.
How so?
Well, you know.
Ooh, here comes a discussion.
Because you have that protector, nurturing, emotionally safe aura about you. And
I just got emotional when you said that. Clearly they agree.
You really protect people. You really care. You're a sweet, kind, just like Kelly, she's a sweet, kind. You are a sweet, kind, caring, empathetic soul. And you,
look at me. I'm getting teary-eyed.
So for new listeners, Dee is an empath. And she's discovering this more and more as she goes through life and figures it out. But the part where they were down in the basement with Kelly, and that's where they got the EVPs, and the millimeter was going crazy. And you could see the energy and the emotion of the spirits were affecting Kelly so deeply. She was almost crying.
Yeah.
And she was really taking it on.
I know. I felt that for her because I know what that feels like. Is that why you're saying
And I've seen that come over you, obviously, with living people. You know, if there's someone in distress, if there's someone hurting, I don't know how you decipher between yours and theirs.
I don't. I mean, that's what I'm learning right now.
Right.
That's what I'm in the process of learning.
But, I mean, I've seen you become so deeply affected, and that's, of course, why part of the message is empathy and love and peace, love, empathy, because you really embody it and you feel it, and you really do care and nurture and give as much love as I've ever seen.
Yeah,
right, orphans? We have orphans. You take care of our orphans.
You bastards!
We have an orphanage here.
Orphans!
Okay, what about Sinclair Lewis working there?
What about it?
And hiding manuscripts.
That's
and then
great.
Kelly, and then Kelly got an EVP session with Sinclair Lewis leading
himself.
Her to one wall.
Kelly just revealed to us a mission given to her by Sinclair Lewis to unearth his manuscripts hidden in the basement.
Right, before we even go any further, if that were the case, then fully commit to tearing down that wall.
Yeah,
get like a crane. You know what I mean? Like, let's fuck some shit.
No spoons or shit.
No, none of that.
Yeah.
Fuck shit up.
Get in there.
And then see if anything's there.
Right.
Bet you nothing's there.
Well,
I'm telling you, listen, all of these caretakers that have hell holes are being told to dig. Bobby Mackey's car.
Right.
John Humphreys at H&R Inn. Kelly Freese. At Palmer House Hotel. They are all getting instructions to dig.
They're all
Listen, you know me. I see patterns. That's my shit. I see patterns and sequencing. It's crazy what goes on in my brain. And I'm telling you, there's just too many words that are
in common.
Yes.
They're given a task, and they feel responsible to follow through on that task.
Right.
That's, again, the demons talking through them, finding someone who is vulnerable, who has maybe a connection to them, like Kelly said, that she had a connection unknown to her until she started to get this information to Sinclair Lewis. And she even had a childhood connection to the town. When she was in elementary school, she did a class project randomly.
Sixth grade
on Sauk Center, Minnesota. Yeah. That is a random town to pick as a child.
You
so
know, right.
they knew
so,
that.
Right, so I see, exactly.
And
see, she sees it as this is like my life.
Providence.
And it's, but wait a minute, but it is true. Like the Villisca Axe murder house,
yeah.
that family was being drawn to there.
Yes.
You guys don't know what we're talking about, Al. Like the back the backstory stuff you gotta listen to when we honored Villisca Axe murder house discussion.
Yeah. That was episode 34.
So that is a possibility that these people are drawn to these locations to do certain things.
Yes, right.
But also I'm saying there's too many patterns that are happening here that the demons, they know. They go in and they find something that means something to you. Or like, hey, we're going to tie this together. See, I can't ignore that either.
It's
I can't ignore. You know, I can go either way.
Right.
Watch him knock it down and be all these fucking manuscripts. Right?
Watch Sinclair Lewis being there himself like,
holy shit.
You being a psychic medium, do you think she's in danger?
I don't believe she's in danger. I really, truly believe that she needs to be very careful on
How much she opens up.
I agree.
Who she lets in.
Do you think that she's opened up too much?
I think at a couple of periods of time she has, but I don't think she's opened up. She's not opened at that point where evil or demonic forces will come in.
Are you 100% on that?
No.
I don't think I can be 100%.
I don't think you should either, because even Ivory Soap ain't 100%, right. Baby. I mean, like, I'm saying this, I don't dislike the psychic medium, Chris,
right.
at all.
She's great.
She was very likable, and yes. I hear what she's saying. Again, my brain, it's just too fishy to me.
The genius level patterns that you come up with are fantastic, and this is just one of them.
I can't help it.
Again, it's just going all the time.
What I saw of Kelly, that is a woman struggling, trying to come to terms, not being in control mm-hmm. of what she feels the ride that she is on,
okay.
but she's supposed to be a part of it because that's fate. So, like, brain.
Sure.
See, that's where I'm going, right? So to hear Chris say that, that's why I'm saying what I'm saying right now.
Right.
But Chris could be completely right,
something
too.
Something from the past that doesn't want to be forgotten, and through some connection since you were little, has somewhat guided you to this hotel through synchronicities.
Very possible.
And now you're getting really close to finding out what your story is all about.
I've always felt there was something more to come. I had no idea what, and I wasn't looking for it. Mm. I was just patiently waiting for it to happen.
Some of the best souls don't go looking for it. I mean, she really is a sweet soul.
Yes.
You can tell.
You can tell in
everything
she says.
But I did appreciate that she's like, hey, man, I'm not going to let these ghosts bully me. Zach's
right.
like, that's right. We all hate bullies. Zach, the invite is still open to come on the Chasing Domenico podcast and talk about bullying, because a lot of people that listen to this podcast are GEC family.
Yes.
They have been a victim to cyber bullies. And so you talking about it and telling us all to keep our chin up
would mean a lot.
Let's get back to Aftershocks.
Okay. Okay.
These manuscripts are indeed interred in the basement of the Palmer House Hotel. It could be life-changing for Kelly and rock the literary world.
Rock it!
Only Kelly can decide the next steps for her future in the hidden manuscripts. But we know that the lines of communication will be open between us and Kelly as the next chapter progresses in the Sinclair Lewis.
Yeah. That's the way it should be.
Aftershocks, Ghost Adventures, the base!
For our first activity, we need one very special badger, preferably who can read Chinese, to detonate some totally not dangerous explosives for us.
What an offer.
That's a mystery clip. It's evolution, revolution. Bring your mind.
Always brings it in.
The new revolution is here. We are coming together as one in peace. Be part of the peace empathy movement with me. We are dedicated to opening our hearts and freeing our minds of fear, guilt, shame. In a world where empathy is at an all-time low, why am I shouting?
Because you mean it, dude.
I do. Everyone in here is committing themselves to give a shit about your fellow man.
Yeah.
Boom!
Boom! Evolution Revolution is a mindset change.
Uh-huh.
Free your mind from the matrix and take your seat at King Arthur's round table here. We come as equals, I know,
uh-huh.
and speak our truths.
Come on, Deep.
Creating your alter egos here on Planet Tolmac is an investment in keeping your inner child alive through play. And we're playing right now. We're going. Oh, my. We're going to Lorraine Warren's Occult Museum on September 20th. The music is warning us right now. Enjoy the music from Hot Rod.
In Monroe, Connecticut.
That shit was sold out in a half an hour.
Less than half an hour.
Everybody, this is what you do, but their website is warrens.net. Okay. That's where they sell the tickets. But here's the deal. You got to go on their Facebook page, Lorraine Warren's Occult Museum, and guard that. And they're like, we're going to start selling tickets at 8 o'clock on their site.
And then once they announce it, next following Monday, they go on sale on their site. They open the ticket at 8 p.m. and it's sold
it
out
sold
by
up
8:20.
At 8. I know. We were like ready. We're like, we got our money. We got our schedule. We're ready to go.
We're on it, man.
We're going. All right. So let's 6 to what? 11:30, you said?
6 to like almost midnight.
Yeah.
We got our tickets and they had a description of, you know, the general outline for the night. Since you go to dinner at the end, I would imagine more than 20 people would get kind of
right.
Unwieldy.
But it's an Italian dinner, so right. That's cool.
To end up with some pasta.
So how did he die?
He choked on some pie.
Really?
Come on,
seriously? He wanted to win that contest so badly.
This is our theme, hot rod. Choked on some pie.
Basic itinerary. When you get to the occult museum first, she has a talk with everybody right. And then shows you a film of a real exorcism.
Can I listen here with this guy?
Would you like to leave a message? No.
No.
Listen,
if she says,
can't even imagine what that's going to be like.
The power of Christ compels
you. Because those are the scariest kinds of movies for me. The demonic possessions.
Right.
Got to watch it anyway because we love horror movies. But then imagine watching something that Lorraine Warren is showing you.
Feels is appropriate to set the stage.
Yeah, and then it's like, let's go downstairs and look at all the demon stuff.
Just to set the tone. To start
already,
with an exorcism.
I'm already flipping out. You know that.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, man, wear your medal and bring your holy water. Check, check, check. And we'll record us, maybe we'll record a little bit in the car ride. Going there, like we did in Amityville. I'm running to Amityville.
There's going
to
be footage.
A big step in front of Annabelle if she'll let me. About that, that's fair.
If the
for
host
Aaron,
allows.
I'll definitely big step outside of the occult museum sign, so that'll be cool.
Haven't seen that before.
Then they take us to the graveyard where Ed Warren is
buried. Right.
And then she's going to show people how to take paranormal pictures.
Psychic photographs.
The thing that I'm really interested in is she's supposed to explain how to protect yourself.
Shouldn't she teach us that before we start the tour?
You would think so, right?
She's like, okay, you know.
I could have used that information yesterday!
Once again, things that could have been brought to my
attention
yesterday!
That's a mystery clip! You know, I would think the information on how to protect yourself would be like safety training before you go down in the mine,
right?
Do you think that the museum will be extra hyped because the Annabelle movie is coming out very soon?
Right.
Do you think there'll be energy that they'll be able to tell, be able to sense
that? Totally. It was sold out in 20 minutes.
Right.
It's like $130 each a person. That's not cheap.
Right. It's not like a $20 ticket that by grabs.
Annabelle movie comes out October 3rd.
Right.
So October 3rd is Shakespeare's birthday. My girl Melody at Pirate Girl 77 is going to be Annabelle for Halloween.
Awesome.
So we're all in sync, everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
As long as I don't get my period 2 weeks early at the Occult Museum like Amityville, I'll be fine.
Yeah. Say what?
Say what? Rob Burgundy, stop by. Joshua Zeman, the director of Cropsey and Killer Legends.
Our friend here at the podcast.
They are working on something new. I can't wait. They posted something about Slender Man, but I think that's more of getting us into keep going into the
another round of
the
urban
legends. Yeah.
Right.
Rachel Mills told me that they are working on something new. It said something about a serial killer, I think.
Nice.
You know, I don't know. Nice. I just wish they would hurry up already. On Amazon, they just added Killer Legends for instant download. That's very new. You can buy the DVD there, which you should if you're a fan. You can rent it on Amazon.
You can rent it and buy it on Amazon. You can buy the physical product on Amazon.
On Amazon, right.
And you can also go to killerlegends.vhx.tv and you can stream the movie and all the
extras,
segments.
Right, yeah. That's important to say.
That's pretty new.
How many times did I say to them, the extras, and they're smart. They listen to the fans and they wrote it in big caps with extras.
With extras
because they know, they listen.
Hey! Babe, wait!
To go to his quiet place. So he galloped into a wooded glen and punch danced his rage out.
This scene's one of your favorites, man.
I know. They achieved greatness in this scene. I'm seeing it in my head right now. The whole Footloose, Andy Samberg, unbelievable.
The side dancing.
All right, let's get back to it.
All right, man.
Alien and UFO lovers out there.
Everyone's welcome here.
You love pod people. You prefer alien love. People run up to me and say things I don't understand. They don't make sense. Okay, what are these people that come up to you and make no sense say?
What?
Hey, how about that's a mystery clip right there.
Right on.
I saw Dark Skies. That's fucking terrifying, that movie. It really is. That's right up there with The Fourth Kind for me. That movie is terrifying.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, I can't imagine horror fans that haven't seen those movies. If you haven't, please do. I'm going to watch Oculus because the premise of it looks really good.
I watched the trailer. The trailer looks fucking great.
The premise sounds good. So I'm in.
I'm in. Right.
A Haunted House 2 is coming out. That's not hard.
The weigh-ins.
On August 12th.
Yeah.
The first one wasn't great. It had moments. It wasn't great. But we're fans of the Wayans.
So we stuck
with
them.
We love Scary Movie 1 and 2. So when you're a fan, you hold on to that. Like, do you think that we think everything Will Ferrell does is gold? Interns?
Yes!
But sometimes some of the gold doesn't shine as shiny as the other. Shinier.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's head and stick in your head up there. But
wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
Tommy boy.
He doesn't shine as much as some of his other shiny shit.
What?
Shiny shit.
His shit is shiny.
But it's still shiny.
But you're still a fan. Yeah. He's already won you over.
Right.
If they have won your love over, which clearly Will has done, I like anything he does.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Will Ferrell for president. So I'm in for A Haunted House 2.
Okay.
Bad Grandpa 0.5.
Ma'am, how do you explain what a cock block is to an 8-year-old?
Holy shnikes! They're brilliant.
Brilliant.
Jackass guys, love you. And all of that is on Netflix. And again, everybody, everything that we suggest, you know, to buy this, I don't get shit from it. I don't even get props for it. I don't even want, I'm just spreading the love.
Just because we're fans.
GAC family, Ghost Adventures, friends, Paracon.
Paracon 2014.
My wood nymph told me.
They're having it out in Minnesota.
My royal VIP.
Monoman, Minnesota. Out at the
Mount Rose, Minnesota.
at the Shooting Star Casino.
Say it again. It sounds like you said the Shitty Star Casino. Sign me up.
At the Shooting Star Casino.
Mm-hmm.
The lineup they have sounds fucking great. It's Zach, Aaron, Jeff Belanger, Billy Tolly, Dave Schrader, and then all day readings with Chip Coffee.
Shit!
Like, hey, throw Chip Coffee in there.
And they did.
But, you know, originally when we first kind of heard rumors of it,
it was September.
This
was September.
And that was great timing. The conference runs October 9th, 10th, and 11th, which is right in the middle of your recording schedule. But we'll see what happens.
Zach and Aaron have not confirmed yet if they are doing it.
That's a big confirmation that they have to wait
so
for.
Yeah, we don't know what the fuck is going on.
But the rumors sound great.
The lineup is unbelievable, and I want to meet my GAC family.
Yoo-hoo, shitheads. I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Light them off?
Yoo-hoo, shitheads.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Yes, I would, Rico.
Kevin, can you reinforce the takeoff ramp?
No.
We don't have time.
We don't have time. Go.
Time for
I used to be legit.
Oh, shit.
In fact, I was too legit.
Oh, come on,
Preaching, I was too legit to quit.
But now,
I'm not legit.
I'm unlegit.
And for that reason, I must quit.
Say what? What weird?
That's from our theme today, Hot Rod.
Dad, what are you doing? It's Shark Week.
Everybody knows about Shark Week. It happens every summer. It's almost I don't know.
Why are we talking about Shark Week?
Because
hashtag Shark Week. I hate sharks.
That kind of alleviates the anxiety that Shark Week brings upon for D. Because, you know,
this has nothing to do with anything.
No, it's just.
You want me to stop my fear of sharks?
No, but that's a brilliant way to counteract
Scotty,
that.
Scotty, don't.
In the Evolution Revolution section, we always bring up a lot of different topics. Empowerment, keeping positive thoughts. Not bullying.
Law of attraction. Power of the spoken word.
And
energy.
All those topics probably seem very disparate. You know, like not connected. There's no tie-in. They're just different things we talk about each full moon. But It's not. There's a definite pattern, and Dee's logic, Dee's genius pattern mind, has been putting all these together, and she's been explaining it in each podcast, but there is a book that was recommended to her by a medium. By a reverend medium that crystallizes all these different ideas and topics down into one life plan that is brilliant. So we're going to talk about all those things, and then they'll be tied together. Dee was already doing it mentally. I could see all the processes going, but this book really nails it. What's the book, Dee?
The book is called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And I got it on Amazon.
It's very thin.
Yeah, it's a small book. It's an easy read.
You would think it'd be War and Peace, but it's really thin.
No, because the concept is simple, so the book is simple.
Right, right.
But it is challenging for the mind and the subconscious, and it talks about the power of the subconscious and how we have to train the subconscious, therefore our thoughts will follow in our feelings.
What?
Oh. Sorry. All right, it's by Florence No, it's S-C-O-V-E-L, and then another word, Shin, S-H-I-N-N. So Florence Shin.
What?
It does talk about God a lot in the book.
But that tie-in, I mean, you could easily substitute the universe for that.
Right.
You know, the universal spirit.
Well, it does say that
energy.
Is the infinite spirit.
That could be whatever you feel it is, but the energy and the concepts and the constant rules that apply to it are universal.
I'm going to read some things from the book. If a man wishes someone bad luck, he is sure to attract bad luck himself.
Mm.
If he wishes to aid someone to success, he is wishing and aiding himself to success.
How simple that is.
The body may be renewed and transformed through the spoken word and clear vision, and disease be completely wiped out of the conscious. Talk about a new healthcare plan.
Right. One that's free.
Fuck you, Congress!
Fuck you, science!
One that you can provide, empower and provide yourself.
That's about freeing your mind.
That's
we have
hard.
To save ourselves. In a world where hope seems lost, it is not lost. We have the power to heal ourselves and come together as one and unite.
I'm trying to free your mind, Nia.
I wanted to bring this because I can tie it in very much to bullying. This is another side for victims of bullies. Once it's all said and done and you are injured, I'm going to suggest something that some people might reject immediately.
Okay.
Forgiving those that have slandered you.
What?
No, I mean in the heart to move on.
For yourself.
For yourself.
Personally
I don't mean
them.
In any way to reach out to them.
But if you forgive them yourself in your own heart, then you release that negative energy from being on you.
Stupid fucking idiot.
Red-shirted ass.
Grandma's boy.
Every emotion has a frequency. So I'm reading something else here.
Okay.
False growths are caused by jealousy, hatred, unforgiveness, fear, etc. Every disease is caused by a mind not at ease. There is no use in asking anyone, what's the matter with you? We might as well say, who's the matter with you? Feel me?
I feel you, man.
I want to give a positive mantra for everybody. If you
want
to write this down. Whenever you're feeling bad, guys, say this out loud. Infinite spirit, open the way for great abundance for me. And then say your name. I am an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to me by divine right. Basically, this means that everything that is meant to be yours by the universe, by God. I'm Catholic. I believe in God. And it also says the infinite spirit is the universe.
Right.
To me, the universe is God.
Right.
If religion bothers you guys, turn it off right now. But I don't think religion bothers my podcast listeners.
Yeah.
Through the power of forgiveness, we are changing our frequencies. In this book, there is a lot about fear and forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
And those are the things that really weigh heavy on our bodies.
Frank, I'm going to get you better,
you old
sack
shit.
It's weighing on
Rod, I
heard
what you're trying to say, Frank. I think that's great.
Oh, yeah. I'm mainly just doing that so
I can kick his ass.
I'm not a kid. I'm a man.
Go Rod.
I'm going to
get you better. And then I'm going to beat you to death.
Hot Rod.
If you are feeling cyberbullied, reach out to a friend. And they can remind you that you are special and fabulous and shiny
wonderful.
And perfect just the way you are. Yeah. Then follow the Ubi rule, which is unfollow, block, and ignore. And your life will become much more peaceful. Now, I understand that this is very difficult to ignore horrible people. Twitter is a very emotional platform. It feels very personal when somebody unfollows you.
Sure.
And even if someone unfollows me, I'm like, shit, I thought we were friends. Why aren't you my friend? But speaking of unfollowing, by the way, guys, sometimes Twitter fucks up and people get unfollowed. My numbers are high, so it's hard to catch them as it's happening.
Right.
So unless we had a falling out, if you get unfollowed, just tell me and I'll apologize and buy a pizza. I'm trying to help you get empowered enough to be able to unfollow somebody.
And
because
and
on Twitter,
be
that's
to
a very,
it.
Yes, because that's a very, like, political thing. I know, I see it.
Right.
The problem is when you unfollow somebody,
okay.
The minions of the bully come and jump all over
There's
you.
There's always minions. Just keep that in mind. There's
they
always
are the bigger
messengers.
Yeah, you ever notice, like, the minions sometimes are more vicious than the actual bully because a bully doesn't have to so much. They're, like, behind, pull the string! Pull the string!
And if you think about the minions, they probably didn't have a problem with you, but the main bully told them to have a problem with you.
Right, yeah.
So they're even more
like
harmless.
Like that one person was like, shit, man, that was fucking cool. What's up? Unfollow, block, and ignore. And I'm trying to empower you enough to be able to unfollow and be okay. But remember, reach out to a friend.
Yes.
Now, somebody on Twitter who has reached out several times and said that they really enjoyed and appreciated my bullying section here on the podcast.
The
I'd like to give her a little shout out. Her name is Amelia Martinez.
At Neo Mayan Era.
Back to the victims of cyberbullies, as I was saying at the top of this, as aftercare at some point, you need to surrender to forgiveness and let go of these assholes that you are holding on in your heart. For your health, for your peace of mind.
Right.
And the power of the spoken word works so beautifully with people that talk shit.
And it keeps coming.
You talk shit, shit's going to be talked about you.
This is Glenn
Greenwald. In your face. Inside your face.
What's the eighth rule of glam dream pop?
The eighth rule of glam dream pop is be open to mythology
and
the paranormal. And then get inside your face. Everybody, that's WT playing the drums.
That's me and you, man.
Well, here I come.
Oh my God.
Once upon a time, I'm in this guy.
Riverside Park, Upper West Side, New York City. It was the summer, it was a yummy time. Feel me?
Lips and a bedroom eyes. Messy hair and a comforting sky.
All right, that's my Cesare Borgia, my summer love. And everybody has a summer love.
Yes.
And that's what I got.
Oh, go deep.
With velvet there.
It's gorgeous. The sound of sirens.
The breath. It's the sound with the breath. I developed this technique in the backyard at Grandpa Mike's because I was singing to the fairies. I wanted them to show themselves in the woods there.
Fuck it.
What?
For new listeners.
Yeah.
I was afraid of the backyard woods. I felt like I was being watched. And Grandpa Mike has just said, oh, don't be afraid. Those are just the little folk, the fairies. And it didn't help that there was a little flower patch near the woods there in the backyard that looked like a fairy circle.
Because it
For new listeners. Grandpa Mike got me into mythology.
Yeah.
That's why I'm Queen D. Morpheus the Siren.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to do some Twitter shout-outs.
Right on.
What's up, GAC family, fellow Tolmacians,
yes.
My Tolmac royal VIP family members, Jen.
With a brand new Twitter handle, at She's in the Wind.
My goddess of the spiritual world.
Yeah.
She gets a gold star because she bought the Killer Legends DVD.
Right the
okay?
fuck on.
That's
yeah.
what you do. Because what's the rule around here, guys? If you're a fan,
Be a fan,
man, and support their shit.
Support
that means you download
shit.
It, you get it, you buy the DVD, and you support their shit. Bravo!
Right on.
Goddess of the spiritual world!
And she always retweets the podcast.
Yes.
She retweets the music.
She uses the buddy system,
right.
Man. Two gold stars. Nicholas Warren.
At the Crimson G.
Man, I'm giving you a shout out because, man, you keep me laughing, you keep me smiling. I have a lot of fun with you on Twitter.
Yeah.
So Chaz Michael Michaels has a message for you.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Really?
Thanks for the laughs, bro. Joella.
At Rosie J.
I just want to say I'm giving Joelle a shout out because she's a really nice girl and a nice person. And she's always putting me on a follow Friday. And I see you, girl. That's what I'm trying to say. I see you there. And I am your friend.
Boom!
Two of Dee's favorite charities are both Animal Rescue.
Yes, first one, Curly Tail Pug Rescue.
Which is at Curly Tail Rescue.
And Animal Haven.
At Animal Haven.
That's pretty simple.
Pretty simple, man.
Everything online is Domenico. Everything online is Domenico artist.
You got to promote yourself. I know you're
it's
shy about it.
It's hard for me to do that shit. Right, clearly,
so I'll do
I
it.
Suck.
The website.
You suck.
I'll never be a hero to anyone. Want to know why? Because I suck.
I know. So you do it.
I'll do it. Everything online.
Because I suck. Right.
Even I'm
everything online is Domenico artist. While D dies, I'll promote the shit. Here's the website, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Vine, Instagram. Bang. We're going to develop a little more on Pinterest. It's all Domenico artist.
Like a lot on Pinterest. Lot. And guys, I'm having trouble learning all of like the features on like Instagram. So can you help me, please?
If
you're leaving
wants
me
to chip
a message
in.
Like on Vine, like I don't know how to get back to you. So help me.
If you want to connect with the podcast, you can always DM your questions to the special Twitter feed at Chasing Domenico.
Bang, bang.
And you can email us at domenico@domenicoartist.com. That's the direct email.
That's right.
We are ELE Media, New York City. We're independent. Yeah. There's no machine to spread the love and the joy and the brilliance of independent artists like Dee. She writes her own shit. She produces it. She arranges it. And she brings the special love sauce that she puts over all her
awesome
content.
Sauce.
Awesome sauce.
What?
And Domenico also offers you her protection with the Ubi rule. Unfollow, block,
ignore.
Here's something. Without an audience, a cyberbully is just a lonely douchebag shouting in a room.
Stupid dick!
Stop cyberbullying.
Yeah.
If there's no audience, there's no show.
Dick. Stupid dick!
Stupid dick! Let's get back to how positive I am.
The only way an independent artist can get a fair shot these days is to use the
buddy system. You need someone watching your back at all times.
So
share the music. Share the podcast. At least with one friend and tell them to do the same. The buddy system and the currency, guys, is retweet, shares, and downloads. And then you can get all
interns,
up in my bag.
Get it all up in your bag.
And at DomenicoArtist.com, you don't need any money.
Why?
Because everything is free! Just like Rainbow Land. There's the Inception train, says we gotta get ready for that kick to be kicked off of Planet Tomac back to Earth. But first...
Yes! We're here again!
Chasing Domenico Podcast Drinking Game. The interns made up the rules. Staisito now, guys.
All right.
The last podcast, episode 37, we honored Tommy Boy. What was the drink count?
86 drinks.
Okay, so from now on, guys, do not start drinking until we first transport to Planet Tomac.
Right.
So the whole beginning intro,
that's just
don't
fun.
Drink, right? Because this is ridiculous.
It's too many drinks.
Here are the rules.
Here we go. Take one drink when you hear a quote from our movie theme of the show. Today is Hot Rod.
Yep.
When you hear Domenico say the word fuck, but just you in any incarnation.
Fuck, fucker. Motherfucker, fucking, go ahead.
Yep, celebrate a bit.
I'm celebrating it right now.
Whenever you hear us say evolution, revolution, and free your mind, you hear us say mystery clip. When you hear us transport the Tolmac, which sounds like...
Great.
All right. When you hear Domenico say bang, bang, or just bang.
Just bang, any bang.
Any bang. And every time Domenico snorts.
The golden rule, you cannot say drink, drank, or drunk, or you must drink. The Planet Tomac rule, you must play as your party alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're playing as Sir Chugs a lot, and I say WT drink, I have
you
to do a shot of Jägermeister.
Throw your hands in the air if you think you're a player!
Think you're a player. Add the gangster rule, which is the drink count of the Ghost Adventures lockdown we do. Today was Old Licking Jail.
Woo! Add them together.
Look up the Ghost Adventures drinking game rules on Dricky Wiki. That's what's going to happen after you play my drinking game.
Add them up and
so have the car services lined up.
Right on,
guys? There's Jack Ferry. He says it's time to depart from Planet Tomac, the after party.
Through Wonderland.
Back to Earth, where the after
party
is at DomenicoArtist.com. So bookmark it.
Bookmark it. Tell us.
Did you
tell
bookmark
us.
It yet?
Tell us what we're going to honor
All
the next podcast.
All right,
Come
next
on.
Podcast, episode 39, we are going to be honoring...
Yeah.
The wedding singer!
Yes, I'm in Puerto Rico and I picked up those two. Well, I guess they were prostitutes, but I don't remember the name.
Welcome to until the next full moon, which is September 9th, to brush up on your wedding singer quotes.
And love.
The podcast is posted at 7 p.m.
on the full moon. On Stitcher, iTunes, the website, DominicWars.com.
And I always put a link at Chasing Domenico on Twitter. sorry! Again!
Shouting pain and shock.
That's an inside joke going to my royal VIP, Phoebe the Hero.
At Top Fuel Princess.
Oh, God. Frank.
We're going to go find Frank, man.
You old sack of shit.
Frank. Frank. Frank.
Frank.
Frank.
Frank. Frank.
Never sneak up on a man who's been in a chemical fire.
Dick.
And knock that ridiculous mustache
right off your face.
All great men have mustaches.
Frank.
Yeah, but real men actually grow them.
You know I have hormone disorder.
Ultimate punch.
Who am I supposed to build ramp for?
Tell him, Rico.
Shit, is that Sullivan?
Sully!
No
way!
No way! No way, Sullivan! No. I gotta say, what up, Sullivan?
Sullivan, you child!
Oh, have I ever shown you a picture of my dead dad?
No! Show it to me!
Oh, you gotta see it.
Okay.
He's super dead.
He's super dead!
You'll see, Frank. One day I'll punch you right in the face! And then you'll respect
me!
I sure wish you were alive. Tell me how much you respect me.
We do stunts and grow mustaches together.
I'm gonna get you better, you old sack of shit!
I'm gonna unfork the ass beating of a lifetime on you! And you will respect me!
Man, turn!
Kimber clearly has a few issues with his stepfather.
Who doesn't?
I know I do.
I need to go to my quiet place.
That's right, Brian.
What about the transplant?
Oh, sure. $50,000.
You're gonna pay for it?
No! I'm so nervous for you.
Shit.
Everybody here is. We're nervous for you. I'm just in the bathroom. Everybody's talking about
how crazy this is.
The Chasing Domenico podcast.
Frank them beans!
Frank them beans! You stay classy, planet Earth.
Thanks for stopping by.
But mostly, man, don't just have a great night.
Orphans!
Have an American night!
Put on a shirt and you drive your bike to the date.